Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And for me, it's making sure I have healthy snacks because I know that if I'm hungry and I don't have things around and I like think to myself, I haven't eaten all day, I'm more inclined to be a little like waver from the plan a little bit. And
I'm going to dip into that bag of chips for tube chips, or not justify it
to myself, but I will definitely compromise with myself, you know, and that's okay sometimes. But if we make it okay all the time, the scale doesn't lie. You know what I mean? Like your pants don't lie.
Yeah, performance doesn't lie.
Yeah, your performance doesn't lie. Between the Reps with Brooke Entz and Gina Chancharulo is a CastBox original produced alongside Studio 71.
CastBox is the fastest growing and highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts.
You can listen to Between the Reps wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best. What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 4 of Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina. And today we are going to be talking about something I have been constantly asked about, and now we have a platform to really discuss it. What do I do with my nutrition when I'm traveling? So we are talking on food and how to be a how to set yourself up for success when you're traveling to maintain, you know, proper nutrition, stay on your macros, things like that. So I am going to, I'm really just going to start with explaining what I do. And then we can dive deep into maybe some good rules of thumb for you and
some experiences,
some personal experiences. Yes. First off, I do travel a lot. I've tried all the different things and I, you know, with really just expecting that I'll get there and I'll, things will just fall into place. I never would anticipate me not being prepared, but by doing that, I wasn't preparing myself. So I found myself traveling and getting stuck where I might be at an event and I can't really leave and I don't have food with me. I may be prepared at my hotel, but I would always think like, oh, I'll have time to go in between. I'll have time to do this, that. And I would undereat constantly.
Right. Or sometimes things go longer than you think they're going to go, which I think that happens a lot.
Always happens. Yeah, that a lot. Always happens. And so with some help from Adi Kaju, actually, she is my nutrition coach, we just decided to develop some things I needed to start doing and good things to have available to me, like apps, like the app Instacart. Which they deliver your groceries, things like that. If it's available in the city where you're going, is very helpful. So when I am getting ready to go on a trip, I always will pack things like meats, things that are already cooked in my fridge. So if you're going on and you need to take a carry-on, you just can't do liquids. So veggies that are already cooked, if I have them in my fridge, I'll put it in a Tupperware. I'm notorious for always having grilled chicken breasts and eating it cold. That doesn't bother me. Grilled steak, anything like that. I know that I'm going to want something when I'm in an airport. If I have something good, there's a much better chance that I will not find other little snacks at the airport.
Like or a Rice Krispie treat.
Like a Rice Krispie treat. But for like if I'm prepared, way better chance that I won't really care to, you know, I'm just going to have a little bite
of
that.
On a snack hunt.
I'm just going to have this and justify it, right? I do that. And it's okay. I do that. And you guys probably do that too. You'll find something that you're like, it's not the worst thing that's available. So I pack meat, veggies. I usually, the best go-to for me is I chop up cucumbers and peppers, sweet peppers. I don't like the green ones unless they're cooked. Either. And even when they're cooked, they kind of taste like dirt.
I like just the red ones, to be honest. Yeah.
I only like the red ones. Yeah, I will cut up red peppers, yellow peppers, orange peppers, put them in Ziploc bags or Tupperware. And those and cucumbers, the English cucumbers, I don't really care for the other ones.
Yeah.
I kind of eat them like they're free calories. I definitely do that. I will snack on those and I really don't worry about the amount that I'm having. If I'm hungry and I'm snacky and I'm on an airplane, I will eat those. I will snack on those. I'll drink water. I do like things like Crystal Light sometimes that I can take in my bag and or even just like my aminos and add that to my water to kind of help with like a sweet tooth or if I'm having a craving.
I'll
do that for the flight. And sometimes that helps with when I first arrive wherever I'm going. You know, if I'm arriving, going directly to an event or something like that.
Right.
Next thing, I'm always finding out the nearest grocery store. I want to stay, whether it's a house, Airbnb, or a hotel. I love Airbnb, so you have a kitchen. But where there's a grocery store. And as soon as I get there, it's very important the first time, like almost one of the first things I do is go to the grocery store and immediately get all of the things that I'm gonna need for me to be successful with my nutrition while I'm traveling. Sometimes, like when we were in where would we go?
New Orleans?
No.
Where?
When there's no-
Oh, we were in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. We were in Pennsylvania.
I don't remember the name of the town because it was so tiny.
It was, I don't remember.
Yeah, it was really little.
We were in a very small town, and there really was not a lot of great food options. And that's tough, man. Can you imagine like living in a place where you really don't have a lot of good food options?
We are really lucky because we do live in an area where there's so much. Yeah.
So it was just a little bit harder. We found a grocery store and we were able to get food there, but sometimes in some areas you have a lot of markets that might have availability too, or even like gas stations that now carry decent, you know, little snacks for like a quick protein shake or whatever, if that's what you need. But go to a grocery store, find all the food and snacks you need, load up your hotel room, load up your Airbnb, and then make sure you have, I've like packed Tupperware, so empty from my house, so when I'm there, I can fill them up through my wherever I'm staying, and then take them with me. Yeah, and just kind of have things on hand, including protein shakes. So having protein powder, Gina's really good about pre-packaging it before she leaves in little Ziplocs, so she knows how much each Ziploc has.
Yeah,
I've definitely done that too. But I get Paleoethics is my protein sponsor. And I've asked them, you know, just send me the single serving pack. So that's kind of what I do is I have this single serving pack because I travel so much and it's much easier for me to pack that than if I pack a bag of protein that might open in my bag.
Right. So, and I think, too, it's like I think that works really well when you're going. I think a lot of people like go places and part of that travel is going out to eat. You know what I mean? Like, that's, like, a big part of it. Which is normal.
I mean, it's totally fine. We think it's normal.
We also do that, too. But when you know that you're going to go somewhere for, say, for pleasure, maybe it's not work or something.
Vacation.
Like, when we went to Vegas. Mm-hmm. We went to Vegas years ago, and we knew that we were going to eat out a little bit. So what we did is we went to Whole Foods, and we literally made overnight oats. So we would eat that for breakfast in the morning. We would try to make, like, you know, like, our breakfast and our lunch, you know, and snacks, very, like, more healthy.
And we would make
little turkey sandwiches mm-hmm. in the hotel with some mustard. I mean, you know, it was interesting that that we would go through that just to maybe, like, go out to a dinner.
And it was
and
to
have,
go,
like and a little we, splurge
and
at night.
And we knew that we would want to have a drink, either, like, whether a glass of wine or a cocktail by the pool or whatever.
Right.
So we really planned, like Gina said, to do overnight oats, and I would make them every night, and we would get our, and they only had wine. That's actually, we have a really funny story. They had wine glasses. You obviously, that's where we kind of messed up, is we weren't, I mean, we didn't come prepared with our own glasses, which is kind of normal, but we could have called room service and got bowls.
Yeah, or no, like, I know. We no, didn't think we just, that far ahead. We just used wine glasses.
And we mixed the oatmeal and we brought protein powder and we made protein overnight oats. And that's what we had for breakfast every morning. And it was great.
Yeah.
And because I was going to the gym every morning.
Right.
So I would wake up. I was. You,
I would sleep in a little
four
bit.
Four girls sharing
like one room,
one
with, a
room with
bed.
A king size bed.
Yeah, it was.
So it was quite a great time.
No. But it was nice because then we knew we had made ourselves pretty successful so that if we did go out for dinner, I mean, we would still try to, like, if it was something really fatty, you know, we would share something or, but for the most part, we had had decent clean eating for 3/4 of the day.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. With travel, it's always going to depend on what your goal is. You know, not everyone is in the same, in your roadmap, whatever that is, to whatever your goal is. Not everyone is in the same area. Not everyone is, you know, both trying to lose the same amount of weight or trying to gain the same amount of weight,
right,
or
maintain.
Trying to maintain.
Right.
Everyone's very different. And so that's going to change for you. And I do believe that, obviously, if I would say for me, and obviously a lot of you could really relate to me too. So for some of you, for me, it wasn't just a goal with my weight. It was a goal with my performance. Mm-hmm. And it was very important for me to maintain and keep a constant weight with my body. But then also, I was training, you know, and when I'm traveling, I'm mostly traveling for training. I am traveling now for business, but because fitness and training is a cornerstone to me, my life, my business, and my, you know, plan to get back to competing, diet is huge. And if you prepare for you. And for me, it's making sure I have healthy snacks because I know that if I'm hungry and I don't have things around and I like think to myself, I haven't eaten all day, I'm more inclined to be a little like waver from the plan a little
right.
bit. And
I'm going to dip into that bag of chips for two chips or
not like yeah. justify it to myself,
right.
but I will definitely compromise with myself, you know, and that's okay sometimes. But if we make it okay all the time, the scale doesn't lie. You know what I mean? Like your pants don't lie.
Yeah, performance doesn't lie.
Yeah, your performance
yeah.
doesn't
yeah.
lie. So for me, it's very important to make sure I'm just prepared as much as possible, which it's never a bad thing. It's never a bad thing to pre-pack things like vegetables, fruit, well, not too much fruit, but vegetables, good protein. And then if you're going on vacation, even if it's for like a fitness trip or something like that, you're going to go out to eat with friends.
Right.
And for us, like food is very social. And we really enjoy that part of it. When we're traveling, I love to try new places.
Yeah.
And so what I do is I don't try and tell myself I can't have something. I mean, all in all, again, what's your goal? How important is it to you? And what needs to happen? What sacrifices do you have to make in order to reach that goal? And then from there, we can look at non-negotiables. You know, like Gina loves a glass of wine. So Gina, I mean, you adjust your day.
Right.
So you can have your wine at night because you love that. And that's good. Like, know what your non-negotiables are. Know what your goal is, and then see where you can make compromises because, like, you know, what is the most important?
Right. Well, and I think we've talked about this before. Like, people have seen kind of like if you're out on your social media or whatever, and like we take pictures of like food, and everyone's like, "How are you eating this?" And it's like you really have to find people that you're going to go with. That's like, okay, we're all going to agree to try this one really naughty thing. We're all going to take a bite of it. And then, you know,
it's gone.
And it's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to have like that kind of agreement. I mean, I feel like if we went out with everyone that was like, we want to try everything,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that obviously wouldn't work.
No.
And luckily we have friends.
Yeah. I mean, I remember one time, you know, because I love food. My mom is a phenomenal cook. And I grew up loving, I love to be in the kitchen. Like me and you, we have our cooking show.
Right.
Check out our cooking show. It's called B&J in the Kitchen on my YouTube channel. We love to cook. We love to be creative, try new things, and we're adventurous. Some of us are more adventurous than others.
Well, I'm not adventurous at all.
Gina's, with her palate, you have definitely gotten yourself to try some things
I've gotten
more.
Better. Okay. I've gotten better. But yeah, I'm definitely like a picky child,
but
for sure.
I love to cook, and so I also love to follow, you know, Instagram accounts that are exciting and are about food, and one in particular, and then I'll get to my point. One in particular is called Double Meat Please. Okay, this is our best friend Daniel Jehangard. It's his Instagram account he created because he is a foodie.
He loves food.
I mean, we all love food, but he loves it. He loves interesting stuff, and it's Double Meat because everywhere he goes,
he
doubles everything.
His nightmare is somewhere that has like no substitutions or modifications. He's like, forget it. We're not even going.
He's
not
literally
even going.
I mean, we've been somewhere where we're like, he will order, if they will not double it for him, he'll order two separate and he'll build it himself.
He does.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I was following a lot of these food channels, and my nutrition coach, she was like, Brooke, I mean, it's not like I was like going off the rails here, okay? But she was like, honestly, you need to unfollow these accounts because it's not that you're cheating, but it definitely isn't helping. So if I'm constantly seeing things that I shouldn't probably have, if those things aren't going to help me reach my goal, then you got to get them out of your life. And unfortunately, you know, but at least if you unfollow them on Instagram, you can always, you know, peek back at them, use the search button. But we are going to take a quick break, potty break. Riggs has to go to the bathroom. I want to grab a drink, and we'll be right back. This episode of Between the Reps is brought to you by Care Of. Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. Right to your door, Gina.
I know, that's cool. Your vitamins get delivered to your door in personalized, easy-to-remember daily packs, and they're perfect for a busy on-the-go lifestyle.
Which is definitely something that I have.
For sure.
And you are growing your busy on-the-go lifestyle the more I drag you out of Santa
Cruz. Very helpful. Another cool thing, your monthly subscription box can be easily modified at any time. So, you know, there's always like different needs that we have.
Do your needs change?
I mean, as I get older, yeah, I need
as
more
you
vitamin.
Start going through changes.
Changes.
I took the online quiz. So something that was really cool that I liked about this, the whole process, mm-hmm. is you go online. It was pretty simple, and it was fun, so interactive. They have an online quiz where they ask you a bunch of different questions to help you realize and narrow down the things you might be lacking and the things that you should be supplementing with. And for me, I have encountered many of those questions, or I've definitely asked myself many of those questions before, you know, when I'm walking through the grocery store thinking like, I wonder what I probably should get in the vitamin section. But a lot of them I haven't. A lot of those questions I hadn't really thought about, or it's stuff that I knew, but that I didn't realize that I could get a supplement to help me with those things.
And here's another cool point. We love companies that give back. A portion of every sale goes toward the Good Plus Foundation, and they provide expectant mothers in need with valuable prenatal vitamins.
Anytime you get something online, it's way easier. You don't have to go into these giant stores that have tons of different brands and tons of different, you know, vitamins and something for everything. You usually, when you go to a place like that, you usually end up leaving with stuff you definitely don't need, and probably most of it you don't even know what it's for. So this, you take the quiz, they tell you exactly what you need. It's based off of your needs. They give you information on it, and then it shows up at your doorstep. Super simple, and you can't really beat that. If you guys want to try Care Of for 25% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins, visit takecareof.com and enter the promo code REPS.
REPS.
For 25% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins, visit takecareof.com and enter the promo code REPS.
REPS.
Welcome back from our little bit of a break. Thank you for staying on and listening, because it's only about to get more funny and better, obviously. What I wanted to mention is you got to know yourself, okay? I love treats. I love like little snacks, or I get a sweet tooth. within reason. Okay, I'm not going to go like buy an entire cheesecake because I can't control myself. But I know that I don't have a ton of self-control when it comes to certain things like peanut butter. Okay, peanut butter is, I go through phases where I don't really care for it, but I really like it. And that stuff, man, a serving is 2 tablespoons.
Yeah.
You have to weigh it out. You guys stop getting a tablespoon and scooping it. No. To be exact on your macronutrients, to be exact in your diet, you can't go off of like a 1 cup. Go off the grams, get out your food scale, weigh it out. Okay, sorry, off my soapbox. With peanut butter or any treat for the matter, I won't buy it if I know that I'm only, if like I can have a serving and I'm gonna have to put it in my cupboard.
Right.
You know what I'm gonna do?
Keep going back for another.
I'm gonna black out and then all of a sudden come to and be like, oh my God, who ate all of my chips?
Like one of those people that eats in the middle of the night,
yes,
like just the
night
sleep,
eater.
Yeah, sleep eating.
But yeah, I mean, so what I like to do to sort of allow myself to indulge a little bit and have my one serving that I make room for without having to sort of practice self-control.
Right.
I'll wait until we have a get-together. If I have a group of friends or we're doing a dinner, we do that a lot. We get together a lot. You bring it. Everyone has some. It's gone. And you're super content. I mean, I can have my one cookie and be totally content. But if I'm at home and I have one, I'm content. But I'm also like, damn, that was delicious. I'm going to have
another. I want to go back for another one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so it's not, some people be like, oh, well, Brooke, why don't you learn more self-control? Well, instead, I just know myself and it's like a, you know, a defense mechanism. I just know I can't have it, so I don't buy it.
Yeah.
I just don't have it in the house.
Well, that is self-control.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is self-control. Think about it.
Thank you.
Controlling yourself before you even need the self-control.
Now, here can be a problem, though. Like, let's say you have a get-together and people decide to bring over, you know, 2 dozen cronuts. And no one eats them. It's like nighttime, right? They come way late. Maybe a birthday present.
We're not talking about anything specific at all.
Maybe it was a birthday present.
Could have been in August. Anyway.
Okay. Sometimes me and Gina have this thing where it's like,
we want to support each other.
This is another defense mechanism.
Yeah. But we want to support each other, right?
Yes.
So you got to find supportive friends around you so that when they see you going off the rails or
smack that cookie out of their bag,
you got to ruin it.
We ruin food. And some of you may not like this. I'm not sorry. Sorry, not sorry. Okay, we're at a restaurant. I'm done eating. But there's still a little bit of food on my plate. And I'm picking at it, right? Because other people are done. All of a sudden, something comes over me. And like, I get, like something really comes over me and I will just grab my water or my ice and just pour it on my plate.
Or you take a plate and you just smash it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to make sure.
Or you pour salt.
You got to make it really bad though, because sometimes water, you're like, I'll still dig in there.
Yeah,
still get
you
in
know,
there.
It's like
we've been known to like dump a donut in the toilet before we threw it in the trash because
we
thought we might pick it out of the trash.
Pull it out of the trash.
You got to really do it. Do it.
You know,
really
desperate times call for desperate measures.
Yes.
And we are totally willing to ruin each other's food to, you know, help each other reach their goals.
Yeah, that's not an unhealthy relationship with food, people.
No.
Not at all.
Anyways, try it if you'd like. Be a food ruiner.
You got to make sure that... So this is the thing, though. I was with a friend one time, and she was saying, like, oh, I shouldn't be eating this anymore. You kind of have to have that discussion ahead of time, like Brooke and I have, because I just kind of used that in that situation. And she went to stab the French toast like she was going to take another bite. And I picked it up and I threw it on the ground. And she wanted to kill me. She was so mad at me. And I thought I was like really doing her a service. So you really do have to have that agreement first with someone. So, you know, I don't want people out there like getting in fights and stuff because they're ruining each other's food before they want it ruined. So there's that. We're going to answer some questions.
Yeah, the person that you're talking about is just rolling in with questions.
Didn't want to put you on the spot, Katie.
Katie goes, this is the best. I have a question from you guys, Katie Hund. She's going to do this to us.
Yeah.
You guys are going to hear from her a lot, but she's fucking hilarious.
She's hilarious.
What's the best food sample you've had from Costco?
Oh, that's good.
You know what was the first thing that came to mind?
What?
A taquito.
Oh, those are good. I like their tamales.
Oh, yeah.
Until I looked at how much fat's in them. Yeah, it's terrible. It's really bad.
I don't really do that.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, you know, I do like when they do like all the chicken sausages.
Oh, uh-huh.
That one company that always comes mm-hmm. out. Okay.
That was a good one. Okay. Yes.
Here's one from E_love_you_long_time.
Ooh,
I feel like I wanted to sing that.
That's a good one.
E_love_you_long_time. Sorry. Okay. Healthy fats. How much is good to eat and how much is too much? Talk to me. Well, love you long time.
Person. You can answer that.
This is my response, okay? And I'm not a dietitian. The information that I have to share with you is from personal experience and some training from working very, very closely with my dietitians, but I am not a certified, I didn't go to school to be a nutritionist. This is personal experience. And I'm always going to remind you guys that take what I have to say, and if you can relate it to you, amazing. You can always, though, please reach out to someone near you that can give you really great, you know, specific
like certified.
Advice that can help you because it's very
tailored to you.
Tailored to your diet, your needs, all the above. Okay. I would say this. All the fats that you eat, you should be trying to eat good fats, right? We want to stay away from like saturated fats and there's, you know, the oils and the things that are in a lot of processed food. I think if you're staying away from processed food, you're already on
the right track.
What I would then say is let's depend the amount you're eating on. Everything I do, it's based on a specific amount. So I'm not going to say you should be eating, you know, 5 avocados a day.
Yeah.
You know, because for me, it's like there's fat in everything. It all counts. If you eat a piece of bacon, a lot of people, you know, just remember like bacon has fat and protein. If I eat a breakfast burrito, there are lots of carbs, lots of protein, and lots of fat, especially if you're eating whole eggs, bacon, cheese, avocado.
Right.
Right? And so
it's a fat burrito.
You put it in and it's not like your body is just like thinking of it as one thing. No, you put it in and we're going to use up all those macronutrients. It's all going to go somewhere. So there is fat in everything and fat packs a punch. 9 calories per 1 gram. Protein and carb, 4 calories per 1 gram. So fat packs a punch and it's in everything. So just be more aware about the quality of food that you're eating in general, and that's already going to help you be getting better healthy fats. And from there, to supplement more fat besides what might already be in the meat you're eating or things like that, stick to good oils. I would, you know, avocado is really great.
I think spray is amazing.
The nuts are good too. Yeah, you know, it's... I can't give you a specific answer because everybody's very different, but I can tell you for me, I eat a fairly low diet when it comes, very low fat diet. We've recently upped it a little bit to help with my menstrual cycle, but I don't have to substitute too much extra fat. But when I do it with avocado and I do it with, like I love feta cheese, you know, in mm-hmm. a lot of my food or in my eggs.
But you do egg whites.
And I do egg whites.
So that's the trade-off. So like people will be like, why don't you eat whole eggs? Like whole eggs are great. Like it has fat. And it's like, well, yeah, no, they're not terrible. But like if I want to add, you know, I'm just like going to trade my fat. Like egg whites taste good to me. So I'm just going to add, you know, that way I can add my avocado or my bacon.
And because I'm hungry. I'm a hungry person.
And you can eat more of it.
Just like the amount of fat that's in. Okay. There's great nutrition in an egg yolk. There is. I only have so many grams of fat a day, and I don't want to give it all to, you know, a couple of eggs. I would rather have the opportunity to add in peanut butter or avocado in other things, you know, versus eating egg yolks. Yes, I could eat egg yolks. Yes, a full egg is awesome, like, you know, Eggs Benedict, but I actually like scrambled egg whites, and I would rather do that. Add a bunch of veggies in there and then have bacon with my breakfast.
Me too.
I want a big old breakfast.
I want bacon.
And with the lowest amount of calories possible. The bigger the better, and as low with calories as possible. So I hope that helps. I recommend, you know, just look at your goals, look at, you know, what your dietitian would tell you. And if you're sticking to good food, healthy food, and staying clear of processed food, you should be already ingesting good, high quality fats.
Also, when we go out, you can ask people, like, if you're like eating out, like we like to eat breakfast out, you can ask them, like, when you're ordering, can I get my egg scrambled and less butter oil on it?
Yeah,
you know, okay, you can be really specific.
You know, why don't you just let them know our order?
Well, like if we go out to breakfast in the morning, we usually both order egg whites, and you can be specific about how many egg whites you want. Brooke usually eats more than I do as far as egg whites. Her performance needs is obviously higher than me.
I'm just
not
hungry.
Exactly like, a performance athlete. But you can be specific about how many egg whites you want. Most people will work with you on that. You can say low butter, low oil. I mean, sometimes they don't listen to you, but you can always ask. You can, you know, we get potatoes. We'll share them usually. Like one of us will get potatoes, one will get fruit, kind of pick at it. But you can order your toast without butter on it.
Just be willing to ask.
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
don't let modify your friends, things. We have friends that shame us.
They do.
Either they shame us because we've been shamed by our own waitress in Louisiana. You remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, but don't let your friends shame you into, like, if you have a bunch of modifications. Your health, your goals, your diet, that is important. So you got to get a backbone, okay? here's a question from Venki Balamurali. Venki Balamurali. All one word. I imagine not in real life, but the foods you would love to eat during your cheat meals. Okay? Ooh. I don't have cheat meals. I used to years ago. Here's the thing. I've definitely done quite a few different diets. We'll maybe dive deep into some of those specific ones later on in later episodes. But what I found, and it took me a long time to change my relationship with food, when you get yourself into a routine of, you know, eating so healthy and telling yourself you can't have
or
things,
so deprived.
You can't have this, you deprive yourself.
Depriving yourself all the time.
You know, and then you get to the weekend and it's like,
cheat day.
Before I was really doing a lot of CrossFit, my cheat day, I'd go to the grocery store the night before, and I bet some of you do this, and I would get all the things that I knew I'd wanted to have. You know what the first thing was I ate every morning?
What?
Oh, I'd run to my kitchen, and I will have bought the big Reese's cups.
Shut up.
First thing in the morning. That's my favorite. My favorite candy bar is a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Uh-huh.
And on my cheat day, I would eat one of those as soon as I woke up. And then, I mean, I don't think I'd do too much throughout the day, but then I always would also have like my favorite cereal and probably maybe do pizza. Pizza's a big one for most people, I bet. What I've found is that ruined me. It makes it so hard.
Excuse me.
It's just not a long-term thing. And it's not setting you up for success for like family events.
Right.
It's not teaching you how to be a little bit more balanced, and also how to, like, you have to be able to adjust things on the fly.
Right.
You know, it's good. I just think it's better for your mental health to practice, you know, making good decisions, knowing how to say no, but also knowing how to adjust your day to make things fit that you want.
Right.
And
little
then
things.
And then you learn how to not overdo it, and learn how. Here's the best thing I learned. Here you go. I had to tell myself this. This is great for the end of this one. When I had something at the house and I really loved it, like a Reese's peanut butter cup or a jar of peanut butter, I had to tell myself this. I have a lot of internal dialogue. Hey, Brooke. I'm still going to be here tomorrow. You don't have to eat all of me tonight.
This is all the foods talking to you?
Yes, this is peanut butter talking to me. Brooke, man, buddy, you don't have to hide me.
Hey.
I literally hid my peanut butter from myself.
Well, I mean, how did that work? You knew where it was.
I know. But, I mean, you know what it is? You always go to the fridge for answers, or you go to like the cupboard for answers. Everyone does it. I would strategically try to put it behind something. So if I didn't initially see it, I didn't want it. Okay, no, I literally would remind really myself that you don't need to have all of it right now. It's not like the last time you're ever going to have a cookie. It's not the last time you're ever going to have this. If you start allowing yourself to actually,
it's like you're not eating your last meal every time.
It's not your last meal. So it's okay. It's going to take some time, but I do believe that it's very important for you to start getting a better relationship with food. And we will dive deep into relationship with food on another episode.
Heavy.
It is. I mean, you know, there's a lot. It's very important for long-term health and for like family health and friend health. But hopefully you guys learned a little bit. Hopefully I gave you some really good pointers on traveling. Just be prepared. And when you think, oh, I'll be prepared when I get there, just pack a few things extra for the travel. And that will help. That will honestly change so much. And you'll notice that when you have something that's healthy, that's available, like ready available when you're traveling,
you're not going to just run and grab the first thing.
If you're really committed to your goal, I promise you will automatically, if you got that strong willpower, you will choose what you have versus having to go and buy something that you shouldn't have.
Or having a craving for.
Yes. It's gonna save you. And then also, be nice to yourself. If you make a mistake or you find yourself like falling off the wagon a little bit, the world, it is not over. I know the feeling. It feels like you've made a huge mistake and it's all over and your goal is so far away now. You're starting all the way from the beginning. You're not. We have a million moments in a day to make new decisions and make a change. Do that. Don't do that every time. Like, we obviously need to like kind of think of those opportunities to be a little limited, you know, or we'll never make a change. But you got to be nice to yourself, forgive yourself, and don't beat yourself up so much. Food is tricky sometimes, but like Gina said, surround yourself with people that can help support you
for sure,
and do it with you, and you will be successful. Now I want to eat. Hey guys, thanks for listening. And if you're watching this episode of Between the Reps, we love doing this. This is very exciting and we love having you. Also, wherever you're watching, again, remember to rate, review, and leave some comments for us so we have content.
So we want to keep doing it.
We can give you what you want.
Give them what they want.
All right, thanks guys.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.